Hey out there, everybody. Welcome to Up All Night, a horror anthology podcast. I'm Brandon, and with me is the guy that I'm 50% sure I'd know if he was an evil clone, Cortland. How are you doing, Cortland?
You wouldn't know. I've been an evil clone the whole time, Brandon. I'm actually just
ghoul. Shit. Well, whatever. I'll do this podcast with an evil clone. That's fine.
Yeah, that's, nobody's going to know. Nobody will know the difference. If I start insulting you, that might give you the clue, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait. I do that all the time, don't I? Shit.
You're not very good at hiding your evilness, are you?
Not particularly, no. I'm the worst evil clone, if you will.
You're the worst best clone. So, Cortland,
yeah,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Brandon. It's not Halloween anymore, yet we're still watching Goosebumps, probably on Halloween night over and over again, but it's fine. It's fine.
I know. Fine. There's like a 3-day period where I feel a little bit silly watching like horror things after Halloween.
Yeah.
And then that passes and I'm like, wait, I just like horror stuff. I can watch it whenever.
Yeah, you're 34 years old. You can do what you want when you want, Brandon. You're a grown-ass man.
I definitely watch more during the spooky season, but
you have to. Yeah,
when it's over, I can still do it. I can eat ice cream for dinner. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly, Brandon. It's the most wonderful part about being an adult. It's the only wonderful part about being an adult.
Yeah. All right, well, we're here today to talk about episode 4, is it, of Goosebumps?
Yeah.
This one is Go Eat Worms.
I do love it, Brandon. So there's like episode 8 just came out yesterday and we're sitting back in episode 4 like, damn, we're not even at the point where new episodes are coming out because all five, the first 5 episodes came out the same fucking day. And we're still on the first damn day of Goosebumps 2023. I just want to watch it, Brandon. I want to watch it so bad, but I can't.
No,
can't spoil
you can't.
Myself.
I won't let you. It's the one thing you can't do as an adult.
I'm contractually obligated not to watch all of Goosebumps all at once. It sucks.
It's torture. But you got to watch this episode.
I did, yeah. Go Eat Worms, Brandon.
Yeah. What did you think about eating some worms?
I thought that it was a much better episode than the original Go Eat Worms episode.
That is the lowest of bars. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I thought it was fun, Brandon. When I heard that one of the episodes was titled Go Eat Worms, I was like, oh boy, you know, because like, what can you even do with Go Eat Worms? And they made a nice, good twist on it. And it's very fitting for the character. And the drama is real in this episode. Holy shit, there's drama in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
There's drama.
Drama, drama, drama. It's got some good scenes in it. It's interesting. I'm still invested in the characters, which is what I should be. So they did a good job there. It's good, Brandon. It's good. I like it.
Yeah. They managed to make a good episode out of this.
What? Yeah.
I'm glad.
You know what? I like to imagine on the cutting room floor, they were like, all right, what episodes are we going to like highlight for this 2023 Goosebumps series? We only got 10 of them. And somebody was like, let's make Go Eat Worms. And then he was kicked out. Yeah. But then they were like, no, I bring him back
shot
in.
Up straight away. Like, oh, let's go eat worms. And they're like, Arl Stein, you have to get out of here. Mr. Stein, please. We're trying to make a TV show.
Yep.
Need more worms.
I'm glad it happened, though, because I think the episode turned out really well. This is the most, like, this is the grossest episode of Goosebumps 2023 so far. I have to say, there's some nastiness going on.
This is the grossest episode of a lot of shows.
It's pretty gross. But I'm glad that they did Go Eat Worms, because like I said, at first I was like, ugh. But now I'm like, okay, they did a good job. They redeemed the coveted Go Eat Worms title. Yeah?
Yeah. It went from to
Sure. Yeah. It had a glow up these days, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say. All right, well, let's just talk about this one, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so we start this episode with Lucas, and he's sitting on his motorcycle overlooking a cliff.
Right.
And it looks like he's going to do some jackass shit. He calls this trail, this ride, this whatever it is, he calls it the Booms of Doom.
Yeah, not in love with that name, honestly, Brandon.
No, it's not a great name. I don't know what a Boom of Doom is.
it's this wilderness or something. I feel like the Boom of Doom must just be like a cliff right into the fucking Pacific Ocean or something. I don't know. I just I was just like, why is it called this? Why is a boom? I don't get it.
It's called this because it rhymes.
I know. That's because
literally the only reason.
I can imagine them being on like the writers in their room being like, it's got to be something of doom. What kind of rhymes with, let's go with boom, I guess. Oh, whatever. The kids don't care.
They really don't. And neither do I.
Nah, it's fine. It's stupid, but it's fine.
So Lucas is like, I'm going to do this boom of doom. I'm going to do it. And then he doesn't do it. He chickens out.
Yeah.
So that leads us into our boring intro, and that's over. So we cut to Nora and Margot's dad.
Yeah.
And Margot's dad's name is Colin. I was originally just going to keep putting Margot's dad in my notes.
I would have been fine with that.
Margot's dad features quite a bit in this episode, so I actually had to look up what his name was, and it's Colin.
Yeah, it's fun here, Brandon, because we get the, like, the parent drama, and I don't know, I'm kind of invested in the parent drama.
Yeah,
it's probably I'm an old man.
I'm invested into everybody's shit. I want to know all their dirty business.
Yeah, me too.
Dish it to me, girl.
Yeah. James's mom, why you been drinking so much? Are we gonna find out? I don't know.
Yes, I hope so. Nora and Colin are in bed after having spent the night together. What? They're in a motel. And yeah,
they banged.
Yeah, this is Goosebumps 2023, Cortland. There's banging.
I love this. Okay, so out of all the parents, I think Nora's probably my favorite because she's been featured the most. Colin, I guess, as we're going to call him now, he's not my favorite, but I don't know. It's nice to see.
I can't not like him because he's played by Rob Hubel, who I just absolutely love.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I love Nora's actress, too. Like, I love both of them.
They're great. And I'm glad that Goosebumps 2023 is giving us the parent drama because, like, every episode of Goosebumps, pretty much there were no parents, you know?
And now that I am a parent and I'm a grown-ass man, I'm just like, but what are the parents doing? Who cares about this? Who cares about what these kids are going through with the monsters? Like, how's the parents' business going?
Yeah, in the first episode, when Isaiah went to hell for a second, you were like, oh, but what about Nora?
Yeah, like, is she cheating on her taxes? What's going on?
No, she's not cheating on anybody because her hubby is dead.
Yeah, she's just getting hers.
Yeah, because Colin is still married to Sarah, remember from last episode?
Oh, I remember.
He's cheating.
Colin is a cheating.
He's a cheating.
Yeah, so Nora tries to, like, kind of end this whole thing being like, oh, I don't like all the sneaking around and it's just not a good time because of all this monsters and this ghost coming back to kill our kids and stuff.
Yeah, and she was just shunned by like the local parent group, so like,
yeah,
it's rough days for Nora.
And Colin's just like, oh baby, it's cool, it's all cool. So it is cool because they just they don't end it, I guess.
Nope.
Lucas comes home and he's in a garage or a shed or something, and he's looking at a big wall full of pictures of his dad. And his dad is dead.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to do this booms of doom.
Yeah, because his dad, like Lucas, was like a daredevil.
Yeah. While he's in that little shed thing, a little eyeball, a little plastic eyeball or glass eyeball or something falls onto the ground.
Yep.
And it's very obviously like a ventriloquist dummy eye. Like, spoilers.
It's the eye of Slappy, obviously.
Yeah, let's not play around. Like, we know this is Slappy's eye. So he picks up Slappy's eye, and he's like, ooh, a Slappy eye.
Yep.
Not really. He doesn't know what it is, but
he's like, huh, this thing. And then he takes it with him and puts it on a keychain.
Yeah, instead of being like, I don't care about this at all, like anybody would do, he's like, oh, I'm going to take this with me and cherish it. When Lucas goes outside, he sees Nora and Colin making out.
What? His own mom?
They're not
mom?
Being sneaky at all after being like, oh, we've got to be sneaky. And then they just get in their car and go in front of their house and make out.
Yeah, what are you thinking, guys? There could be a wild Lucas anywhere.
And Lucas doesn't want to see this, so he records it so he can watch it forever on his GoPro camera. Yeah.
He's like, ugh, but I'm going to watch this later.
Yeah, he gets mad and he punches a wall. We cut to Margot. She gets home and she's like looking for her dad. And she's like, oh, where's dad? I guess he left early. Mm-hmm. But no, he was banging Nora. And then we see James get home, and his mom tries to be like, oh, hey, bestie, what's going on? Where were you last night? And he's like, nah, I don't want to tell you.
Yep. He's like, fuck off, mom. I'm my own person. I do what
and
I want.
And she's like, oh, you used to tell me things. And he's like, well, not anymore.
He's like, shut up and make me Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. So we get like a little bit of all the kids and what they're going through right now. We cut to Isabella, and she's just getting yelled at.
Which does.
Is her family dynamic. She just gets yelled at all the time.
Yep. And then you got fucking Isaiah, where dad's like, so are you going to be good to get me that scholarship so I don't pay for your school? And Isaiah's like, dad, really? Right now?
Yeah. And Isaiah's doing like little physical therapies, trying to see if his arm's good, but it's not good because instead of taking it easy, like he's been told to do by the doctors, he's been fighting monsters and shit for the past couple days.
Can't do that on a broken arm. Won't heal.
Takes it out of you. We go back to Lucas, and he's in his mom's little coffee shop or whatever, and he confronts her about that whole Colin thing. And she just lies about it. She's like, oh, I was just taking a jog or whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't smooching nobody.
Yeah. Lucas is like, all right, I'm out of here. And she throws him like a 4-pound burrito.
Oh, yeah.
For breakfast. And that has nothing to do with the story. But I was like, I got to write this down because that burrito is huge.
Dude.
It is a literal brick.
If my mom came over and handed me a 4-pound breakfast burrito of all things, I'd be the happiest kid alive. And I'm not even a kid.
I know. Smile, Lucas. You just got a 4-pound burrito.
Dude, I could go for a 4-pound. I love breakfast burritos. Damn, Nora's the best.
Yeah, breakfast burritos are the shit. We cut to Justin Long. And he's talking to Colin about some issues that he may be having at school. But Colin's not really interested. And he just tells him to deal with it, basically.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So Justin Long's like getting in trouble because he's used all of his sick days and it's only been a week.
Yeah, he's like a freak.
He's like, what the hell though? I'm going through some stuff. My friend's missing. And Colin's like, oh no. Not your friend.
Yeah. Justin Long says his friend is missing and it's obviously Slappy.
Yeah.
So Justin goes to leave the office and then he notices that the dummy eye Lucas is wearing as like a keychain on his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a weirdo.
Which one's a weirdo? Both of them? Because they're both weirdos.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Because they're both weirdos. We see a quick shot of the ghost Biddle.
Oh, yes.
And he's like talking and he's just like, Nora has him.
Does he have to look in a mirror to talk to the Biddle ghost? or is it like a telepathic thing? Because like, that'd be annoying.
I think it's a telepathic thing, but if you want to see him, if you want to see his beautiful face, you got to look in the mirror.
Right, okay. So for like the most sinister and revealing things, he has to look into the mirror so that Biddle can be like, hey guys, I'm still a ghost here.
Yeah, when Justin Long's like, I want to make this more dramatic, he has to look in the mirror.
Okay.
In the school library, Isabella and James are complaining about life to each other when Isaiah and Margot show up. Margot has the idea that maybe they should tell her dad about all this spooky business.
Yeah.
The other kids are like, I don't know. But Margot goes on about how her boring dad is like so fucking boring and he's just like the most white man ever. And they're all like, huh, that's...
when you put it that way.
Yeah. Because like, you know, he's not going to blab because he's so fucking boring.
Yep. Makes sense to me.
So that's the plan now. Later on, Lucas shows up at Margot's locker and he wants to talk. And he's like, I got to show you this thing. It's in my bedroom, but it's not weird or anything. And so she does. She goes there.
So she's like, ooh, show me.
Yeah.
Not that
She's intrigued. When she's there, Lucas shows her the video of their parents kissing.
Scandalous.
Oh, my God. And she's freaked out, of course. And Lucas is just like, oh, sorry, I had to find out like this while he's playing with like a little tech deck skateboard.
You know what? The acting in this scene is pretty good. Because I was like, oh, man, Margot's going to like fuck it up somehow. It's going to be cringy. I think she did a good job of acting as if she found the news out that her dad is cheating on her mom, you know?
Yeah. She's not thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
But to cheer her up, Lucas is like, hey, look at my fish tank filled with worms.
Okay, I'm invested. Tell me more, and Lucas.
There's lots of worms in there. So yeah, check that out. He asks her if she wants to watch him eat a worm. Okay. And she says no. But Lucas don't give a fuck and he eats one anyway.
He's like, well, I'm hungry, so too bad. That 4-pound burrito just didn't fill me up.
So Marco goes back home and...
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
He doesn't eat the worm, Brandon. He inhales that worm with his nose, okay? Like, he's like, I'm going to do it. And then the worm's like, nah, I got this. And it just launches itself into his nose and squiggles up in there. And Margo's like, oh, my God, you just breathed in that worm. Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I do this all the time.
It was ridiculous.
Lucas is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, spoilers, the worms make him crazier, but he was already pretty crazy.
They enhanced his crazy.
Please,
yeah.
Anybody, please watch me eat these worms. I'm going to do it anyway, but I just want somebody to watch me.
Yeah, Luke is crazy.
So Margot goes back home now, and she's like, oh, the plan is canceled. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to tell my dad shit because he's a liar.
Yeah, because like Isaias walks up. So Lucas walks Margot home, and then Isaias shows up, and she's like, yeah, we're not going in there to tell my dad. I don't want to explain anymore. She runs away, and then Lucas is like, oh, my belly hurts. And he runs away to go home or whatever, and Isaias is like, yeah, I can only shit at home, too. I get it, bro.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Me neither.
Later on, while Lucas is sleeping, we see the worms, like, working together. Like, they're stacking on top of each other, creating a worm bridge so that they can all climb out of the tank.
Yeah. You know what? I have to say, it's much better that these worms are CG, because like while I was watching that, I was just thinking about the worms from Go Eat Worms and how they had to use like salt on them to make them wiggle all the time because they were real worms. So I have to give it a point here because they didn't have to endanger any, you know, live animals.
Yes, we didn't have to sacrifice any poor worms.
No, but Alan, the prop master for Goosebumps, he did take all those worms and he put them in his yard. So like most of them survived, at least. Fun fact.
Cool. Survived as long as a worm survives, which is... probably not too long.
No, but probably longer than you think, you know?
The worms get out of the tank, and they're slithering all over Lucas and just in his nose crawling into his mouth, and it's disgusting.
And he's sleeping the whole time. If there was a worm anywhere near me while I was sleeping, I would be instantly awake. But this kid is sleeping through them going into his ear hole and his nose, and he's fine with it. He's a heavy sleeper. Yeah.
Every possible orifice is getting worms.
We don't see all of them, but you know there's worms in them.
He's just like, whatever. He wakes up the next morning and he just like walks past his fish tank and there's like no worms in there anymore, but he doesn't even notice or care.
Nope, sure doesn't. He's got shit to do.
He goes outside and he's got another 4-pound burrito.
Yeah, he does.
He takes a bite of it. But he thinks that shit is gross now.
Yeah.
But you know what's delicious, Cortland?
No. What's delicious, Brandon?
Garbage.
Yeah. Yep, because he goes over and he says, this burrito must be whack. I got to throw it away. But wait, there's more.
He just goes in the dumpster and just starts pulling out handfuls of garbage and eating it.
It's the good shit, Brandon.
Nasty food. At school, Lucas is walking and he gets accidentally knocked down a set of stairs. He gets up and is like, I didn't feel that. Then he goes to his locker and punches it and same thing. He doesn't feel any pain. So he crushes his fingers in his locker and like breaks his bones and cuts into his fingers and it looks gross, but he just heals like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And we see a quick shot of Justin Long creepily watching this whole thing.
Yeah, he likes what he's seeing.
Crush those fingers. Margo shows up and she wants to tell him things are going to be okay now. It's going to be all good. But Lucas is like, everything's good. I'm Lucas. I'm perfect. I'm great. I don't feel any pain. I'm awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to live forever. So yeah, Lucas is... just like
he's riding a high. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got that worm juice flowing through his veins. Margo goes back to the friend group and they're all discussing if they should bring Allison into this whole monster squad.
The answer is no.
Yeah, it's awkward with Margot and Isaiah. Allison does show up, and it is awkward. So she walks out.
Yeah, she's like, fuck this shit. What's up with you two? And they're like, oh, we're just neighbors, I swear. She's like, I don't believe you. And then she leaves.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be an Allison episode? Because she is, like, just on the verge of being a real character in this show, but the show just refuses to commit to making her an actual character.
I don't believe there's going to be an Allison episode, because we haven't seen Allison's parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we would have seen Allison's parents if she actually mattered, but she doesn't.
Nope. It's a shame we haven't seen Justin Long's parents yet, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah. We see Lucas now, and he's walking a motorcycle through the hallway of the school.
So,
something's going on there. Margo and the gang are discussing Lucas and how weird he's being, and they come to the realization that Lucas got those worms from the Biddle house on Halloween.
Goddamn Biddle house.
Everything leads back to Biddle.
Damn, it's all coming up Biddles, yeah.
Colin talks to Margo in his office now, saying that he knows.
Oh, right. Okay, so what happened was is that Allison busted in there, and Isaiah was like, no, all Margo did was she helped me cheat on a test. And she was like, oh, cheating, huh? I'll put a stop to that. So then she went to Colin and was like, hey, you got cheaters over here. And Colin was like, what? I don't think so. I got to deal with this immediately. And then he calls Margo into the office and is like, I know what you've been doing.
No, he just said he knows about the thing.
Oh, right.
And Margo is like, oh, shit, you know? Because she thinks that he's talking about something else.
Right. Margo thinks that her dad thinks that she knows about the cheating, I think, right?
Yeah. And she does, but that isn't what he thinks that she thinks he thinks.
Yeah, if this was a sitcom, it'd be super hilarious.
Yeah, there would be a laugh track just going nuts at this part. but what it's about is that she helped Isaiah to cheat, and he brings that up to her, and he's like, you're a cheater, which is just like the perfect thing to say at that moment. Yep. Because then Margo gets to reverse card, be like, hey, I learned how to cheat from you, cheater.
Yeah. I only do it because you do it.
Oh, shit. So he can't say anything.
Nope, he can't. Got him.
At this point, he's just like, well, fuck. Shit. But luckily, he's saved by the bell because Lucas is going on his motorcycle to ride it off the roof of the school.
Yeah.
So they get to run out there and be like, hey, Lucas, don't do this. But Lucas isn't listening. The worms have him now. So he rides that motorcycle off the roof onto Colin's car, shattering the windshield.
Yeah.
And Colin is like, dude, Lucas, I'm going to have to recommend the principal expels you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Lucas shoots back, I'm going to have to recommend you stop banging my mom.
Got him.
Like, damn. God, everyone has that over Colin now.
He has no power here.
Just be like, give me an A or I'm going to tell about you banging Lucas' mom. Like, everybody knows about it now. Just, they've got no power over him now.
Nothing. He's got no authority.
Okay. Yeah, so that sucks for him. Lucas is filled with worms, like in Tales from the Crypt.
Yes. Duval. Ugh. Yep. It's wiggling disgusting. Under his skin and everything. It's gross.
It's very gross. I'm glad that they didn't rip him open and start digging around his organs. We were spared that visual. Lucas is like, that's it. I'm going to do the booms of doom now. So he goes off, and Margo runs and tells Nora about Lucas and the worms and the booms of doom and everything that's been happening, and she springs into action right away.
Yeah.
They get into their car and start driving.
See, that's why I like Nora, because she's the only adult that's like, I believe you, let's do this.
Yeah, she's the one who's like, you know, the Biddle's gonna kill. So we're at the booms now, and Lucas is ready to be rad as fuck, but Nora and Margo come to tell him that he actually sucks, and it's just the worms that make him think he's good.
Mm-hmm.
But now we find out a little dramatic tidbit here.
Yeah.
And Nora tells Lucas that his dad didn't die at the booms of doom because he's a shitty motorcyclist. He died at the booms of doom because he knew he would die and he was committing suicide.
That's crazy. I didn't see that coming.
So that's a pretty big revelation for Lucas. And he's like, no! And he vomits out like 20 gallons of worms.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's gross too. They have a little sweet moment, Lucas and Nora. And Margot's just kind of standing there. And she starts to feel the ground shaking. Then the worms all form together into kind of worm super monster.
Yeah, they combined like the Power Rangers Zords into the Worm Megazord. Yes. And they attack.
The Worm Voltron attacks Margot and Lucas and Nora. And Lucas takes off on his bike to lure the Megazord worms away from his mom and Margot.
Yeah, because they want him for some reason.
Yeah, he's the juiciest. There's a little thrilling chase scene, and we see the monster attack while riding their bike, and, you know, it's action-packed and amazing. And we end up at an empty sawmill building.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, an interesting location for a Pacific Northwest town to end up in. They start up the wood chipper there, and they lure the worm monster into it, and he gets chopped up, making a nice worm slurry. And it's
very interesting. Okay, so they get into this building thing here. Laura's like, Margot, you stay back and push all these buttons to make the wood chipper go. And she does it, and then like there's a explosion, and then Margot has to run down and fix it and stuff. And Lucas is on his bike, and he rides it down the track and jumps off of it, and then the worms go into the chipper. And the chipper just dumps right into the fucking water. Like, what is that for?
If they were chopping up wood, which presumably they normally would be, it would just be chunks of wood flying into the water?
I don't understand what... Like, my mind wants to say this is, like, where they create fish bait or something, but, like, that's way too specific to have a giant-ass machine that chops up, you know, metal and wood and stuff. But I don't get it. I don't know if this is actually a thing or not, but yeah, it just dumps it right into the water. So thanks for polluting everything, Pacific Northwest village that you're in.
I don't know what they're doing there, but it's probably illegal.
Yeah.
The cops show up now, and Nora takes the heat while the rest of the kids take off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because Isaiah, James, and Isabella. Is her name Isabella or Isabella? I don't remember.
Both.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Both. She loves both names.
And Susan, yeah, she comes up, and they all just like are like, all right, bye, Nora, instead of coming with us, which would be easier, but that's fine. Why do the cops even show up?
I don't know. I don't know who called the cops. Probably when they broke into the building or something, it set off some kind of alarm.
All right, that's fair.
So she's like, yeah, I did it. It was just me. And the cops like, Nora, what happened? And Nora, she is sick of telling lies. All this having consensual relations with this man is just too much for her.
Yes.
So she's like, that's it. I'm going to tell the absolute truth. So then we immediately cut to her locked up in a psych ward. And she's like, I'm serious. There's Worm Voltron. And it's just the haunted mask and Slappy and my hairiest adventure. And the cops just like, man, this fucking chick. That didn't work out well for her.
No.
They're going to have to break her out Terminator 2 style.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm sure that's what'll happen, right? Or she'll just be like, you know, she'll turn into a bee and fly. Who knows? But
something cool. So we cut back to Justin Long, and he's at that sawmill.
Oh, yeah.
And he finds the dummy eye that Lucas must have dropped at some point, his prized possession.
Yes.
His precious. That
didn't get into the crusher, I guess.
No. It landed just before the crusher and just stopped. Justin Long picks that eye up and he says, don't worry. We'll get you back soon, Slappy. Dun, dun, dun. Total plot twist.
I mean, Slappy's on the cover, but yeah.
Yeah.
And last I checked, he had both eyes. So, I mean, I kind of knew.
So, yeah, I feel like this series is just going to keep getting more and more slappy centric, which, eh. But yeah. Hopefully this is a cool rendition of the slapster.
I hope so.
I like everything that's been happening so far, so.
You know, yeah. The fun thing about this, so at this point, we're in episode 4. If this were Ghost Island, it'd be done. Like, we would have the wrap-up, it'd be completed.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, because that felt so long. Right, and this one, it feels like it's just getting started.
Yeah, I'm still really invested. Like, I have a hard time just not watching ahead. So, it's got me. I'm wrapped up with the goosebumps. But I just, I don't feel bored, which is good. Right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
That's exactly what they want, I think.
Yeah, I'm very much eager to find out what... I have a feeling once Slappy's involved, and if they drag Slappy out for like 5 episodes, I might have a problem with it. But as of right now, I'm loving it.
Loving it, Goosebumps. That is my only fear about the show, is that it's just going to become the Slappy show, which is what Goosebumps tends to do.
Right.
Well, next episode is called Reader Beware.
Oh, okay. So I think I can tell you what's going to happen. They're going to find the note of reviving Slappy, the Calloma suntan lotion bullshit that they say in the books and probably, you know, in the show and stuff. Right? Yep. That's got to be what it is. Yeah, for sure, the magic spell. Okay.
All right. Well, that's next week.
Okay. I'm ready,
Brandon.
I'll
talk to you then, Cortland, for Reader Beware.
Let's do it.
Bye, everybody. Buddy.